Thank you, Rob, for putting this summit together. My name is Jim Moeller. I represent the 49th District down in the Banana Belt of the state in Vancouver. And contrary to Rob's kind words, I really feel like a newbie to this entire issue. It was last year I turned, that age, and I got my AARP application and got the first issue. And there on the front cover of the first issue of AARP was Paul McCartney. He had turned 64. And so here I was going, oh yeah, will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I'm 64. And so just about that time, a person by the name of Jessica Dmitriev, who happens to be right over here, and one of her partners, Gary Beagle, took me to a wonderful group called the Clark County Vulnerable Adult Task Force. And that began my education about this issue. And through that process, through Jessica's guidance through there, and through the task force, which is comprised of prosecutors and attorneys and advocates and police throughout Clark County, issues were identified that put together House Bill 1008. Now, House Bill 1008 dealt specifically with the protection orders for vulnerable adults. And it was a collaboration, and as a legislator's point of view, I have to say that that's how really legislation gets done, is you start pulling together the stakeholders of people who are involved in a particular issue. And I look at myself as really a generalist in this area. I look at you all as the experts, and I looked at that task force as the experts to put together the issues that would go into that into 1008. And they did that. We created the bill. The advocacy of all those stakeholders involved, all the people around this in this room, helped make that bill happen. And I have to tell you a little story. The bill sailed out of the House, I think, 98-0. And it goes over to the Senate. And I have to say, Senator Franklin has been an advocate on this issue for a long, long time, and the bill got to the Rules Committee and got on the list to get out onto the floor, and it stopped. And I got the message back: well, you got to go talk to Senator Franklin about this. And so, that's the thing that has to happen, is that you have to bring people together so that everybody understands what you're trying to achieve. And once I went and Senator Franklin and I talked, the bill went right on through. And that's how it works in the legislature, and you work it through those kinds of relationships. Because Senator Franklin wasn't going to let anything go by that wasn't going to be good for this particular population. And that's the kind of advocacy that she's brought to this issue over these years. I'm looking forward to the rest of this day to put together some other new issues to go forward next session to continue to develop our protections for vulnerable adults. And I really thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you.